This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, November 19th. While market uncertainty leaves grain traders feeling low Friday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
I tell you what, it's all about Asia and what that's doing to our markets here in the States when it comes to, say, livestock and or grains. We had Japan affecting our livestock market. Now we've got China all year long affecting our grain markets. Reports of a letter sent to our trade delegation lifted the hopes and buoyed sentiment amongst grain traders here in Chicago, and we got off to a pretty decent start here this morning. However, right, it always seems like there's always a but or however. After the market rallied and opened strong, it started to slowly but surely give back its gains. And I think as we got to the high of about 897 here this morning, because we couldn't break through that $9 level, that disappointed some investors. And I think that that's why we've seen things come off.
Chicago December wheat prices closed Friday up 1.25 at 506¾. December corn was down 2¾ at 364¾. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 620 to 635. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were up 2¾, ranging from 622¾ to 637¾. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were down 1.5, ranging from 673¼ to 681¼. Live cattle for December were up 20 cents at 115.42½. January feeder cattle were down 132.5 to 146.45. And November class 3 milk was unchanged at 14.56.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report from the Ag Information Network.